Well, now a new video has surfaced online showing insurgents in Syria killing 10 unarmed Syrian Kurd prisoners. We should warn you that these images you're about to see are quite disturbing.
الله أكبر جبهة النصرة تعرفون أنتم مع مين علاقتوا لك؟ مع تنظيم القاعدة ولا حيوانات؟ احموا بشار الأسد يا كلاب
Well, the footage cannot be independently verified. It seems the video was shot in Ras Alain, a town near the Turkish border, which has been the scene of heavy clashes in recent weeks. Syria has been engulfed in a conflict for over 20 months now. Insurgent groups supported by the West and their regional allies, like Qatar, Saudi Arabia and Turkey, have been fighting against the Syrian government. Several international human rights organizations have accused the foreign-backed insurgents of committing war crimes. Let's go straight to New York. I'm joined by Eric Dreitzer, founder of the StopImperialism.com. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Dreitzer, images like these are popping up every day on the internet. I mean, these killings seem to become the trend of the day. It doesn't seem that the issue of Syria is going to be solved diplomatically. Where is the room then for diplomacy?
Well, the question is whether or not the Western imperial powers actually want room for diplomacy. We've seen the opportunity for diplomacy in Geneva this summer, and in fact, the attempt by the Russians and the Chinese was subverted by the United States and the so-called opposition in Syria. So one would have to doubt very much the sincerity of any claims by the United States or the other Western powers as to the need or desire for diplomacy. Rather, as I've mentioned many times before, chaos is a much better option for the United States. With chaos, they can create a failed state and they can execute their political agenda that way.
And of course, many observers say that efforts by the West appear to be targeted towards toppling Bashar Assad. I mean, wouldn't this cause a power vacuum in the country and, as a result, a chaotic situation?
Of course it would. And again, I mean, this is one of the outcomes that they're prepared for and that they, in fact, would enjoy. In order to create a chaotic situation in Syria, you would need to create a power vacuum that would be filled by the same Islamic extremists, the jihadis, which have been imported into Syria by the same imperial forces. Those videos, those graphic images which were shown, are very similar to what we saw out of Hula, out of Qemsa, and some of the other massacres in the recent months, all of which were manufactured by the death squads, which are supported by NATO. And it's important also to remember the historical precedent here. The United States conducted very similar operations all throughout Latin America in the 1980s. The death squads organized by John Negroponte are very similar to the death squads in Syria organized by Ambassador Robert Ford.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. Eric Dreitzer, founder of StopImperialism.com. Thanks for your time there, sir.